When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know the old saying, if it looks too good to be true, it's probably, yeah, too good to be true.
Welcome to the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, where we take a no-nonsense approach to weight loss. We left our excuses in the past and we've forgiven ourselves for abusing the gift that is our bodies. From this point forward, our health is more important. We will stay focused. We will stay determined. We will sacrifice now knowing that it's not going to be easy so that we can live a better tomorrow. We understand that weight loss is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about making lifestyle changes and that the only person who can stop you is you. You know where you are now and you know where you want to be. The new you begins today. Let's go.
I just want to be thin. I don't deny it thin. I want to try it thin. Can't buy it, guess I'll have to diet thin. Won't kill your life, thin. I want smaller thighs, thin. But I realize, I guess I'll have to exercise.
Womp, womp, womp. Hey, welcome to the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a trainer, just a person like you trying to lose weight. And I was on a good trek there. As I record right now, I'm probably heavier than I've ever been on this show. I'm at 233, and I was heading in the right direction. And then in July, I fell and really racked up my knees. The good news is, as I record this, it's August 2024. And while my right knee is not back to 100%, I don't have scabs on my knees. As you might imagine, it's a hard place to heal because you keep ripping it up. Who cares? Moving on, what I wanted to talk about today is the lovely corporate conglomerates that are going to help you lie to yourself. Dave, what do you talk about? Well, I don't know about you, but every time, first of all, I shouldn't have even been going there, but every time I went to McDonald's, they're like, hey, you're going to use that app? And you're like, and in your head, you're like, app, what app? And then you watch TV and they're like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, right? We're all trained like dogs. Like, ooh, I smell fries, right? So I download the app and I'm like, okay, looks kind of interesting. And I see the deals and it's like, hey, you can have free McDonald's fries every Friday. Get it Friday. Ah, some good marketing right there. And, you need to turn off notifications because if you don't on Friday, yeah, you got it. They're going to say, hey, want some free fries? And then what's weird is you start telling yourself that the more money you spend, the more money you save. Let's say that out loud again. The more money you spend, the more money you save. And so what you end up doing through this weird back-ass logic is buying more fast food. Now, I will say that about 90% of the time, it's really convenient, which is not a good thing because I can order on my phone. I don't even have to get into the drive-thru anymore. I pull up in a little thing, and usually 2 minutes, they're bringing it to me, which, again, it's a good thing and a bad thing. I've had other times where I've sat there for 10 minutes and I had to go in and get it. And they're like, oh, sorry. Yeah. So, because you can go in and then you have this whole gamification where you're like, oh, wait, I'm only 300 points away from insert bad food here. And you're like, oh, well, you know what? It's Free Fry Friday, and I'm going to get my free fries, and I'll get whatever. And then, of course, the minute you throw something into your bag, they're like, hey, would you like, you know, whatever with that? Here, get a sundae while you're at it, or a milkshake, or whatever. And I was like, huh. And so I was on the couch one night, again, probably not a great place to be, and KFC has an app. Oh, all right. And I shouldn't even say that. I shouldn't even be saying these brands because it's going to get you thinking about it. In our brain, dopamine, right? 11 herbs and spices, damn it. And so I downloaded it. And again, makes it kind of convenient. Don't even have to wait in line. Just go in and they've got my name right there. Already paid for it. And of course, I get my points. So now the more points I get, again, I can save money by spending more money. That doesn't make any sense, right? But so don't fall into that trap. And then today, and I just got to remove these apps and unsubscribe. Today, take 40% off a 12-piece bucket. Now, the thing that I didn't realize, look, we all love the Colonel, but good God, is there a lot of salt in that? Apparently 11 herbs and spices and 10 of them are salt. Holy cow. Because I did not, it's hard to not binge the Colonel. You know that. I know that. But I did a decent job, had a what I would call normal. And I woke up the next day, I was up 2 pounds. 2 pounds. And so then I go into my chronometer and I'm like, oh, I had 300% salt intake yesterday. I wonder why I gained weight. And so here again, I'm pointing out they gamify it. They make it, you know, it does have some convenience to it. Because I've always said these places are, quote, fast food. But if you actually start a timer from the time you leave, drive, wait through the drive-through, drive home, get inside and eat, it's really not that fast. You probably could have microwaved something that tasted much better. But it's interesting. And I dove into these because one of the things I do is marketing. Right. So are you hearing myself lie to myself now? Oh, I'm just doing research. Right. Like every guy on the internet looking at porn. Oh, I'm just doing research. I'm researching tattoos. Yeah, sure. Got it. But it is interesting because they gamify it. They nudge you and they have really good headlines like 40% off. Let me click on that real quick. What's the catch? When you've got a team to feed, no, it's just freaking 40% off and 50% off sandwiches. So you go, well, man, I could save money. Really? Are you? Because if you look at how much, now it's not going to be the Colonel, which is actually probably a good thing, because my guess is you don't smother your chicken in salt, but you could go to, I don't know, Walmart. I get a big family pack of thighs, even though it's only me. And that family pack cost me $13. That will feed me for 5 days because it's just me and I'm eating it maybe for lunch and dinner. Where if I spend $13 with the Colonel, I'm getting a piece, maybe three, something like that. It's much more expensive. So I just wanted to give you the heads up because I am removing the look, you know, none of these are great for you, but there are certain places I go that if I eat there, I am going to wake up 2 pounds heavier. So I got to get these off my phone because you can turn off notifications, but here's the thing that's so, man, their marketing is so good. I could uninstall the, you know, Golden Arches app, but when I wake up on Friday, yep, I go, oh, it's Friday. And I'm like, damn you, you're in my head. And then once you start thinking about it, you know, for me, I'm like, wait a minute. And then I start thinking about cold iceberg lettuce and a little bit of mozzarella cheese in there, you know, chicken. I start thinking about something that's healthy that makes my mouth kind of go, ooh, that does sound good. But I'm just here to tell you, to help you avoid the pitfall of having some conglomerate help you lie to yourself oh, this is good for me because I'm saving money. No. And I'm saving time because it's so convenient. No. You're just falling into their trap. And the other thing is, can we go into too much information corner? Sure. Sure we can. I'm getting ready to do a live show today. And normally, again, I'm thinking I'm making the good choice because I will get an Egg McMuffin and I got a Coke. I have found that out, that when it comes to the Golden Arches, I'm trying not to say the M word. When it comes to the Golden Arches, the thing that I really crave is not their food. It's their frickin' Coke. But I get myself an Egg McMuffin and I got myself a small Coke, like that's somehow, you know, going to make it perfectly fine. And then they said, hey, why don't you make this a meal and throw in the grease sponge that is the hash browns. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had those in a long time. And it's weird because you forget just how bad they are. And I'm getting ready to hop on a live webinar in about 10 minutes. And nature said, hey, that grease thing that you just ate a minute ago, it's coming out now and it's coming out fast. You better find something. In fact, if you haven't figured this out, as much as we are all really enamored with technology, the very, very first GPS was your anus. Because I don't know about you, but when I got to go and it knows when I'm home, you've been in that situation where you almost don't make it and you're like, whoo, that could have been close. So, and I was like, why did I get the grease sponge? Oh, because I haven't had one in a while. Well, okay, note to self, Dave, put this one in your Evernote or your NoteJoy. Those are no good for you, and they do nasty things to your insides. You know, but, you know, hey, by getting that extra thing, I got more points. Yeah, okay. Time to uninstall. The experiment is over. And in the end, they trick you into thinking you're winning when you're losing. Did I mention that I'm heavier than I've ever been right now? Almost. I was at 235 at one point, but this isn't helping. And when I look in, I'm using this thing called Monarch. It's really cool for tracking my finances. And even though I'm saving so much money through these points, yeah, I'm still spending more money on fast food. They make you lie to yourself in such a cool, creative, and sneaky way that you don't even realize it. And until you look at your balance sheet in your bank and you go, hey, wait a minute. I'm spending more money on fast food. And then you step on the scale and you go, hey, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be okay. So beware of these things. They're somewhat evil and they prey on the uninformed in a way, because we all love, I wonder what's on the other side. Everybody, all the cool kids are doing it. Apparently all the cool kids have the app. I want to be one of the cool kids. Yeah. Maybe not. I'm here to tell you, I've been to the other side. Sounds good, looks good, smells good, but in the end, it's really not good for you. And so hopefully I can help you avoid making the same mistake I did. So if you're new to the show, I do these shows when I have something to say. So I used to do these on a weekly basis and just ran out of time. Life hit me in the head here, but this is just something I woke up today and was like, oh, I got to talk to my friends and say, hey, stay away from these things. They're bad. They look good. They sound good. But in the end, it's good for them and not good for you. So hang in there. Stay focused, because we know we've got Thanksgiving's coming up soon. We got Christmas and chocolate and I don't know what else is coming on. But, you know, I always say make your next meal a good one. Don't get obsessed on, oh, I got so much weight to lose. Oh, I've got to just, let's make the last meal a good one. I know for me, my biggest thing is, like right now as I record this, it's 8:30 and the kitchen is closed. I just got to tell myself the kitchen is closed. If you're hungry, drink some water, do something. But when I do that, when I don't eat after 8 o'clock, like my last dinner was done a while ago, I'm typically not hungry. I'm bored or a little stressed about the next day, whatever's going on. So that's it. Watch out for those apps. They look good. They sound good. They probably smell good. And they seem like a no-brainer, but it only benefits them. It doesn't benefit you. So Thanks so much for listening to our website, logicalloss.com. If you know somebody who is thinking about downloading the app, hey, do me a favor, share this with them on your phone, and you'll save them a headache, and they'll think you're cool because, well, you saved them. Thanks so much. We'll see you again real soon.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. If you're listening to this on a website, please consider subscribing to us for free in iTunes by going to logicalloss.com/iTunes. You can contact me via email by sending an email to dave@logicalloss.com or call in your comments toll-free, 888-563-3228. You can sign up for our free newsletter and participate in our forums at our website, which is logicalloss.com. Our theme music is courtesy of skinnysongs.com. Thanks again for listening. You know, they say knowledge is power. Knowledge is only power when it's acted upon. You can do this. Live right. Lose weight. Live long.
I just wanna be thin. I don't deny it. Thin. I wanna try it. Thin. But I can't buy it. Guess I'll have to just deny it. Thin. Won't kill your life. Thin. I want smaller thighs. Thin. But I realize I guess I'll have to exercise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.